From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN General Assembly overwhelmingly adopting a resolution rejecting the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and move its embassy there. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke at the U.N. about the vote against President Trump's decision regarding Jerusalem.
We will remember it when we are called upon to once again make the world's largest contribution to the United Nations. And we will remember it when so many countries come calling on us, as they so often do, to pay even more and to use our influence for their benefit.
President Trump says the United States considers Jerusalem the Israeli capital and has started the process of moving the U.S. embassy there. UN Security Council expected to vote later today on another round of targeted sanctions aimed at imposing even stricter restrictions on North Korea's crude oil imports, which fuel its weapons programs. The proposed sanctions come in response to Pyongyang's November 28 launch of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korea claims it is capable of delivering nuclear warheads anywhere in the continental United States. It was the third ICBM test this year. Trump administration condemning this week's ballistic missile attack by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels, apparently against the Saudi royal palace. Statement by the White House press secretary urged the UN to hold Iran responsible for repeated and blatant violations of Security Council resolutions on Yemen. White House and Saudi leaders have accused Iran of arming the Houthi rebels. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told Afghan President Ashraf Ghani on a secret visit to Afghanistan the U.S. is in the country until peace returns. His surprise pre-Christmas visit was the first to the war-torn country by either President Trump or the Vice President, and it came as the Trump administration charts a pathway for ending the 16-year war in Afghanistan.
Let me assure you, President Trump has your back. And this president will always be unwavering in his commitment to give you the tools you need to fight and win.
Vice President Pence was speaking at a rally-style event at Bagram Air Base. He also received briefings from military leaders, including General John Nicholson, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan. United States has approved the sale by American manufacturers of lethal defensive weapons to Ukraine. State Department spokesperson said the legal framework to sell the arms to Ukraine has existed since the Obama administration. Washington Post reporting there has been no approval for requests by Ukraine for heavier weapons. Critics of the move say selling lethal arms to Ukraine threatens to escalate tensions between the U.S. and Russia, which annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. Pro-independence parties have won an absolute majority in elections in the Spanish region of Catalonia, dealing a blow to the Spanish government. Henry Ridgewell reporting.
Independent supporters gathered to celebrate the result, as the three pro-secessionist parties kept their overall majority by two seats. Party leaders demanded the release of the jailed independence leaders. Among those in exile is the former president of Catalonia, Carles Puigdemont, who fled to Belgium in October. In a defiant speech after the result, he pledged to return to Barcelona. For the first time, a pro-Spanish unity party, Ciudadanos or Citizens, won the vote, but was short of the numbers needed to form a government. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy had called on Catalan voters to restore normality. Instead, they overwhelmingly rejected his popular party. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Barcelona, Spain.
Cuban President Raul Castro plans to stay in office until next April before stepping aside, 2 months longer than originally anticipated, which would end nearly six decades of Castro family rule of Cuba. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.